A nonprofit group says the St. Lawrence River is one of the 10 most endangered rivers in the country. The group American Rivers says the fish and wildlife of the St. Lawrence will remain in jeopardy until the U.S. and Canadian governments approve a plan for controlling its water levels. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
The Moses Saunders Dam between Cornwall and Messina straddles the U.S.-Canada border. Since the dam was built in the 1950s, it's controlled the water levels of the St. Lawrence River and Lake Ontario. Lee Wilbanks directs the nonprofit Save the River, based in Clayton. He says that management has reduced the natural ebbs and flows of the river.
The end result of that is this sort of slow-moving ecological catastrophe where we've lost 64,000 acres of wetlands. We've lost 70% of the northern pike population in the river. The effects have rippled through the ecosystem.
Over the course of two decades, the International Joint Commission, with input from environmental groups and lawmakers, devised what they say is a way to reverse that damage. They called it Plan 2014. It restores the water levels closer to its natural conditions. Wilbanks says for almost 2 years, that plan has languished in government limbo.
It needs the signature of the Secretary of State from the U.S. and the Minister of Foreign Affairs from Canada. And with that stroke of a pen, the plan could go into place and begin essentially the second largest wetland restoration in North America behind the Everglades.
Residents with homes and businesses on the shores of Lake Ontario are against the plan. They say higher water levels from the lake will force them to pay more taxes to keep their beaches and yards from flooding. Still, Wilbanks hopes the river's new designation as endangered will put pressure on elected officials in Ottawa and D.C. to approve the plan. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.